Please note, some content may not be suitable for minors. Hello, and welcome to Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I'm your host, The Fountain of Filth. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. Lots of other people had fun last weekend going to Devo shows. I visited family, which was fine. I was okay with being mere miles away from some of the shows, but hey, that's how it goes. This is another one of those, I can't go see Devo live, so I might as well do a podcast type of things. Today, I bring you episode number 4, Plain Honest Truth. These are a selection of songs that have particularly good lyrics. I thought I'd share them in reverse chronological order from when the recording was made. First up, we have Devo 2.0, The Winner. As you should know by now, the tune for the song is also the tune for Jihad Jerry's song, If the Shoe Fits, from his album, Mine is Not a Holy War. As I've been saying, if you haven't gotten the album, go out, fork over the 10-2 bars, and buy it. Jerry did a great job on this album, and I think it is your duty as a fellow spud to support him. I think The Winner's a great song for kids because it is a very positive message, and I think in the world of Bratz dolls and all that other assorted crap, it's good to have some messages for kids like this and for some of the other rewritten Devo lyrics that appeared on the Devo 2.0 album. Here we go, The Winner. Next, we have Freedom of Choice. The song made much more of an impact on me after I saw the video. I would like to dedicate Freedom of Choice to General Boy and all the other veterans out there. Thank you for your service in the military to allow me to have the freedom of choice. This version is from the Live in New York City 2004 show. What could be more Devo than Devo singing Freedom of Choice in Central Park post 9/11? Pay special attention to the crowd chatter at the end of this song because Jerry makes a very cheeky comeback. So here we go, Freedom of Choice.
Thank you. taste buds, you better use it or lose it, because it's gone away fast in this here land.
Next, we have That's What He Said from the Adventures of the Smart Patrol soundtrack. It's a very good message. I feel the I have been hurt, I will hurt others mentality seems to run rampant in this country. Or I should say in my country, which is the good old US of A. A lot of ninnies and twits seem to be driven by that. I think the Adventures of the Smart Patrol was a pretty cool game for 10 years ago. I think Devo did a really good job with a video game back in the early mid-90s. The technology just wasn't there for them to realize their creative potential, but I guess that's one of the few downsides of being in love with a band that's on the cutting edge of technology. That's what he said. Next, we have the first of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, The Big Picture from Smooth Noodle Maps. There were a couple of Smooth Noodle Map songs that I considered for this, but I chose this one because I think it's the most relevant for today because of all the stuff that's going on. We really do need to look at the big picture. Quite honestly, I could have put a lot of Smooth Noodle Maps on this because lyrically, I think it's a really, really brilliant album. It struck me as Devo saying, we need to get a few things off our chest before we fade away. And they did it very well, in my opinion. I know it's a little bit too synthy and dancey for some people, but it's not bad. It's definitely not your SNL era Devo. We have Gates of Steel from Now It Can Be Told. Gates of Steel is a great message. Sometimes you hear these lyrics and you're like, yeah, they're cool. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there going through whatever you're going through and they hit you like a ton of bricks, like Devo speaking directly to your soul. All these years, this music you loved all of a sudden has a new meaning for you, which is, to me, the sign of a great Devo song. I love hearing this song live. Too bad I'm too young to have seen the Devo shows where Mark's ARP Odysseys were still roadworthy.
We've been Wait a minute. Do you really want more of this stuff?
Next, we have the demo of Plain Truth from Recombo DNA. This is the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five. The first time I listened to Hardcore 2 and heard Chango, my inner Devo geek went giddy when I heard part of the melody for this song. The late Bill Hicks agreed with Devo. Why do some people stay alive and others die way too early? Why are we mourning all the really cool people while all the really evil people are still alive and kicking? Kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Plain Truth. Of Fountain of Filth's favorite five is The Satisfied Mind from Shout. I really love this song, and it's another one of those, like Gates of Steel, that I thought was really cool from the time I first heard it. And I didn't really quite get the lyrics as much as I did until 2.5 years ago. All of a sudden, I was listening to it one day, and the lyrics do really resonate with my soul. They're right. The satisfied mind is satisfied. It doesn't need to sweat the small stuff, because all the big stuff is really all together. The whole lucky ones learn that love is blind thing is really true. It's a really cool place to be in a relationship, but it requires a lot of work to get there. Satisfied mind. Fountain of Filth's favorite five is Patterns from Oh No, It's Devo. It's amazing to see all the patterns one can find once you start looking at the big picture and twisting away those gates of steel. From fashion trends to world leaders, it does seem a bit like we're stuck in a loop of some sort. Oh No, It's Devo contains a lot of lyrical gems, some of which I've already played in past podcasts. Patterns. Next, we have Beautiful World, the demo version from Recombo DNA. I thought it would be neat to explore the beginning of such a fucking wonderful song. I think I saw the video for this song without having heard the song first. It totally blew me away. The Cold War was still on, and in a lot of ways, it didn't seem like it was such a beautiful world, even to my child of the 80s eyes. It's a great mutated way of saying, you know, the world's just fucked.
It's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere, the way they comb their hair makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world for you. Wonderful time to be here. It's nice to be alive. Wonderful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place for you. For you. Shake it to me all night long, hey, hey. It's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere, the way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world for you. For you, not me.
My last song is the last on Fountain of Filth's Favorite Five for today, Social Fools from Hardcore One. This song is dedicated to my friend Tim. Tim's helped me see Devo live, hear Devo stuff I've never heard before, and he's been a very dear friend. The reason I'm playing this song is because it contains the line that he quoted to me as his favorite lyric, "Dad, pass the ketchup." So here you go, Social Fools.
You obey society's rules, you be society's fools. You obey and then disobey, you disobey but then you'll obey. Thought your mom and dad were fools, you never wanted to listen in school. Now your mind won't go where you wanna take it. You gotta ride, but you're not gonna make it.
You'll never catch up.
Dad, pass the ketchup.
Clean that mess up. Mess up. Listen up.
You obey society's fools. You be society's tools. And you'll obey and then disobey. You'll disobey, but then you'll obey.
You thought your mom and dad were queer. You always wanted egg in your beard. Now your dog won't go when you try to make it. He's got a bone, but he's not gonna shake it.
And there you have it, episode number 4 of Positive Mutations, eDevo Podcast. Special thanks, as always, to my husband Kevin for his support in me doing this. Questions, comments, feedback, FOF@LuckyNerd.com, or track me down as Fountain of Filth on the Spud Talk mailing list, Boogie Boys Basement Forum, LiveJournal, or Blogspot. On MySpace, I'm Donut Rooter, and on AltFanDevo, I'm Pink Pussycat. Next show should be posted sometime around the 16th or 17th of November. It is going to be a guest show. I'm going to do a really quick intro and outro for it, so that's why I'm not going to post it yet. If you're interested in doing a guest show, which is considerably easier than trying to do a podcast on a regular basis, believe you me, go ahead and contact me and we can discuss content. I should be getting some more stuff from Boogie Boys Basement after the show on Saturday the 4th is done. This is Fountain of Filth signing off saying, living right isn't fun.